order this morning. Welcome everyone here. It's so nice to see everybody in attendance, and I know we're eagerly waiting to commence with our meeting. I'd ask at this particular time, have any member any disclosures they wish to declare? Seeing no hands, the clerk will have that entered into the minutes, and certainly during the exercise of this morning's meeting, if one finds themselves in conflict, notification to the chair identifying what the conflict is, and we certainly will have that entered into the minutes. The first item we'll be dealing with, of course, is reports, and we have with us our solicitor, Mr. Ed Posler. It's going to report on a personal matter, and I'll turn it over to Ed at this time.
Perhaps there should be a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Going down in camera.
Well, before I turn it over, Ed, I entertain a motion that we move in camera to deal with the personnel matter.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Prior to going in camera, can we address this letter that just was on our desk this morning?
No,
I'd just like to hear administration's version of it. Have we complied with what we said we were going to do? That's basically.
Yes, you have, Council. When Tony reports, he'll report to you that he had the appraisal done. You'll have it all.
Just further, one and two. I'm sorry, what about number three? Presented, did we get a full report of our
council did not request a report on every single item.
Okay.
In my opinion, council did not request a report on every single item.
Okay.
And just to correct one more, the town's debt is not 61.
There's all kind of errors in that thing. I ain't reading it. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes.
Thank you, Mayor Hirst, but it's my understanding that Council did request that we have a full report brought back to Council regarding all surplus lands, and at that point we were going to deal with them individually. I understand there was a motion, and Council passed that. We were well aware of that fact. If I'm wrong, please correct me.
You've been wrong many times.
But so have you.
So let's understand that fact.
Just on that, I do recall a report coming to us showing all the with a map of the areas that were colored out that were surplus. Now that I'm thinking of it, I do recall seeing that. So, I guess we have had that report.
You don't want to guess.
And
did you get
and
the
it
report?
Wasn't
yes
in camera,
or no?
It was in our public meeting, so that has come to us.
Yes, please.
And the other is, it's ridiculous to suggest that all these properties have an appraisal done in advance.
Right.
Come up and somebody's interested in buying them. That's when you do the appraisal.
I agree
because
with
the
that.
Appraisal is outdated shortly after.
It's just ridiculous what this council is doing. It really is. Councilor DePasquale.
I do have a very good recollection that that sheet with all the properties was on it and was given to us by Mr. DeCamas. And I think we were supposed to deal with them individually, but they were all there. I got that one. Sorry, another. Thank you.
Councilor Sutton.
Motion to go in camera.
Been moved. Supported by Councilor Pina. Any discussion?
Are we just going in camera for the personnel issue right now?
You see what's before you? That's what we're going in. We're going in for, read it very clearly, the solicitor's report on a personnel matter. That's what it is. Well, you've got another item over here that will be dealt with after, of course. They got their agendas, they see it. All in favor? Motion to carry unanimously. Councilor DePasquale, you want to shut that door? Ed, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. Last week, I was before council when the hearing was originally scheduled to occur. Council gave me direction.
Council session. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
So moved.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland, supported by Councilor DePasquale. All in favor? Motion is carried.